victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Fasting is instrumental in powerful ministry. Fasting does not give you authority. Fasting doesn't heal people. Fasting doesn't deliver people in and of itself. But it obviously does have a place in powerful, effectual ministry. Now let's back up and talk about another side of this. Jesus said this kind doesn't come out but by prayer and fasting. But do we ever see him face a situation of somebody who's oppressed or sick and goes, boys, now let's go fast on this. Huh? And let's meet back here in 3 days. Do we ever see anything like this here or in the book of Acts? No, you don't. No, you don't. And yet you see some people trying to apply it like that. They run into a problem and go, well, let's all fast to get them set free. Fasting doesn't heal people. Are you listening to me now? Fasting doesn't change God. Fasting doesn't move God. Faith causes God to respond. Did you hear me? And yet fasting can be a powerful tool to help you and I with our flesh. Because your flesh can hold you out. Fasting changes your flesh. Let's get clear on what fasting does. Fasting affects your flesh, not God. Doesn't change God, doesn't change the Bible, doesn't give you authority. Now, skip down just a few verses here and see what was going on that'll give you some insight into this. No, let me do it the other way. Hold your place there. Go to Psalm 35. Psalm 35, 13. Look at a truth here. Psalm 35 and 13. Are you there? He said, as for me, when they were sick. My clothing was sackcloth. And I what? I moved God with fasting. Huh? I overcame the devil with fasting. No. I did what? I humbled my soul with fasting. You understand that you're not to pray for God to humble you? I said, you're not to ask God, Lord, humble me. Lord, make me humble. The scripture tells you to humble yourself repeatedly. Are you with me now? And there are a number of ways of doing that. Here is one thing that helps you to humble your soul. Fasting. Fasting is denying yourself something your flesh wants. It involves more than food. Fasting, and of course I can see everybody's really getting excited about fasting. Yeah, Brother Keith, tell us more about fasting. Fasting affects your flesh. Fasting is denying your flesh something it wants. Your flesh wants to eat. And you say, nope, we're not going to eat this meal. And your flesh will go, why? I'm hungry. In fact, I feel a little weak. We ought to eat. Yeah, I mean, let's fast tomorrow. Your flesh will always agree with you about fasting tomorrow. But when it's today, not watching TV would be fasting. Hmm? Your eyes wants to see that. Your ears want to hear that. And you say, no, I'm going to leave that off. I'm going to go over here and sit down and get quiet. Fasting. Denying yourself something you want to do and want to see. You can live a fasted life in that every day you're saying no to something you wanted to do. Flesh-wise. You was all primed for a third piece of pie. Or maybe just a piece of pie. And you use those two little letter word, no. No. And don't make a big fanfare of it. Don't look sad and look across the table at your host and go, I'm fasting. I'm going to give it up for the Lord. You're a big phony, big put on.
Amen.
And if you get anything out of your conversation, that's all you get out of that fast.
That's right.
But there's another kind. Why would Jesus say that? This kind doesn't come out but by prayer and fasting. When you fast, you humble your soul. When you fast, you deny your flesh. And when you deny your desires, we've already talked about this, are like the stray cat. The more you feed it, it's going to be stronger, it's going to hang around. And when you deny your flesh, it gets weaker. And you get more sensitive to the Spirit. Did you hear me? Never deny your spirit good things. Feed your spirit. But from time to time, deny your flesh. Don't make a big fanfare out of it. You know, you can just be all primed and reaching for that candy bar and go, no. Walk away. You can eat one tomorrow if you want to. Hmm? People say, well, I can stop anytime I want to. Prove it. Quit talking it and do it. Show us. Just skip it for today. Well, I could if I wanted to. Let's see it. See, a lot of times people don't realize how fleshy they are.
Yeah.
Just laying down something simple. When it comes down to it, they won't do it. I've had people tell me, well, now I got to have my 3 hot squares a day. And I got to be in bed at 9:30. I mean, that's just, I got to. You're carnal. Flesh ruled. You should tell your body when it sleeps, when it gets up. You tell your body when it eats, when it doesn't. Not it telling you. You tell it. Go back to Mark 9 real quickly, please. Well, you got 3 sermons in one tonight, didn't you?
Amen.
Mark 9, are you there?
Yes.
Verse 29, Jesus said, this kind didn't come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And, verse 30, are you with me?
Yes.
And they departed thence and passed through Galilee. He would not that any man should know it, for he taught his disciples. He said to them, the Son of Man is delivered to the hands of men. They shall kill him. After that he's killed, he shall rise the third day. But they understood not that saying and were afraid to ask him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them. See, they asked him a question. Why couldn't we do it? Later on, he asked them a question. What was it that you were disputing among yourselves by the way? Disputing means what? Arguing. They had got in an argument along the way. And he just asked them the question. He said, what were y'all arguing about a while ago? But they held their peace. Nobody said a word. They just like, what's he talking about? For, by the way, they had what? Disputed, that means argued among themselves, who should be the greatest. Does this give you insight? Why couldn't they cast him out? They had authority. They'd been anointed. They'd been authorized. Why couldn't they get it done? Because of their puny faith. Why was their faith puny? There's reasons for things. Why? Well, one thing we know, they're arguing who's the big shot. Would fasting help that? If you've got a bad case of big headitis? Would it? Would getting off by yourself, missing a few meals and denying yourself pleasures and TV and food for a couple of days, would that help bring you to reality?
Yeah.
Putting your nose in the carpet and worshiping God for a day or two.
Right.
Humbling your soul with fast. See, yeah. Arguing. One said, I'm the greatest. He said, no, you ain't, I am. The other one spoke up and said, neither one of you are. I'm going to be greater in the kingdom than either one of y'all. Well, now, what kind of stuff is this for Jesus' crusade team? They didn't learn that from him, did they?
No.
And friend, listen, you want to be used of God? You must operate in the anointing. You must operate in the authority of the name. Can't do that in the flesh. They yelled at the boy in the flesh. They yelled at the devil in the flesh. Nothing happened. How many know you can't sit around thinking about how amazing you are and argue with people about how you're the greatest? Huh? And be a glutton in different areas of thinking about yourself and this and that, and then you run face to face with a problem and you're going to be full of power and full of anointing. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
See, there are reasons why. So the fasting doesn't cast out devils. Do you understand this now?
Yes, sir.
Fasting doesn't move God. I've seen people fast theirself till they destroyed their health. Well, I'm going to fast 40 days and I'm going to fast till God moves in this place. You may die. Fasting doesn't move God. Faith. Oh, come on now. Faith pleases God. But you get to feeling a little big for your britches. Yeah. Go fast. Humble yourself. Put yourself in the floor and skip some meals. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
It'll help you get your eyes straight. Get yourself sorted. Get your flesh under control. Get yourself sensitive to the Holy Ghost. And then like Jesus, when you walk up to a situation, you'll be ready to deal with it.
Amen.
Amen. You'll be ready to use the authority. You'll be ready to operate in the anointing. Can you say amen? Jesus did fast 40 days and nights in the wilderness, tempted. He never gave in to the temptation, and he came out in the power of the Spirit. Demons in the synagogue cried out and said, oh, we know who you are. He said, yeah, shut up and leave. And they did. Hmm? He didn't come and fast. He had fasted before time, and I believe he lived a fasted life, controlling his flesh. Amen. Not yielding to lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. And he walked in great power. And he walked in great authority. And we can too.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Man with the Lunatic Son, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R912. That's R912. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.